Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? Sorry about that earlier. If you have to catch that, we are live. I'm Lee Houston. Normally, this is the great Russell talking the D on Open Talk Radio. But tonight, Russell Trash has the privilege, has the honor, and the very grateful ability of tonight's show. Thank you very much to the co-host for tonight. Yours truly, Martez. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I had David Burton on the show. Something came up in the family. So,
oh man,
I hate to hit you with number two, but hey, you're here.
It's all good. I just thank God I didn't fall asleep this time, man.
Yeah. I was falling asleep. And first, it ain't like you had somewhere to go, because, you know, we're on shutdown, by the way. Which is the fact,
that is
by
true.
The way. This is a real serious note, by the way. It looks like all the United States is on a stay-at-home order. It's like sweeping across the United States. At least it will. 11:59 tonight, there will be a stay-at-home order. I don't know if it's in effect all the United States, but it is in effect here in Dallas, Texas. I know in Detroit, I know in California and stuff like that, it's stay-at-home order. We strongly suggest to, we're telling you, stay your butt home. Martez, you with me? They got technical problems, y'all. Hang on a second here. Martez, you still there? Hello? I think we're still here. Hang on a second. I can't get a witness up in here, Martez. Anyway, I hope we're still live. Okay, M6. We got technical problems as always. Y'all bear with us 1 second. All right. But anyway, let's
check. Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I had some technical issues. I'm sorry. I'm back. For sure.
Yeah, I had the same thing. It's all good. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone from we strongly suggest to we're telling you stay at home. So, what do you think about that, Martez?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what's going on, but you go.
Oh, Lord, we got problems already. Ain't that song?
Yeah. That sucks, man. But just tell me what you said again, and then I probably can hear it this time.
All right, like I keep saying, at least I don't know about the whole United States, but I feel it's going to get that way. But here in Dallas and certain states, it's going to sweep across the whole United States as a stay-at-home order. No.
Oh yeah. Like at midnight tonight. Right here, down here in Michigan, like we on lockdown, and the only thing we can really do is we can go to the grocery stores, we can go to banks, we can go to gas stations, we can go to our health providers, but the governor did say keep our distance from each other. We can step outside, get a breath of fresh air, but make sure we are like distanced from each other, because they don't want no one else to contract the virus.
Yep. Yes, indeed. But yeah. Unfortunately, hopefully it'll get better. But y'all need to come here for news. Y'all can't hear for wrestling. So let's get to it. WrestleMania 36 is not going to be our lavish celebratory WrestleMania we're used to. It's going to be two parts, hosted by Rob Rob, I can't pronounce his last name. It's going to be Friday.
Gutowski.
Yeah, Gutowski. It's going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That means the Hall of Fame is going to be Thursday, NXT Friday, WrestleMania Part 1 Saturday, WrestleMania Part 2 on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, I thought I heard that they pushing the Hall of Fame back to SummerSlam.
Whoa.
I could be wrong.
That's interesting. That won't feel right.
Yeah.
You know?
It wouldn't.
At least
but I guess they hoping by then there's going to be people there in attendance for the Hall of Fame, because it's kind of hard to have a Hall of Fame, just like it's hard to produce a wrestling show without people, even though that's what they've been doing. But I heard that on Facebook, because you never know if it's true or not. But I did hear that they're going to push the Hall of Fame back to SummerSlam.
No, normally wouldn't feel right, because we're used to having it either April or March. You know?
Yep.
It's going to be April or March. As of, I remember WrestleMania's past, it was March, back and forth, March, April, March, April, March, April. And then all of a sudden, okay, we're going to stick to April, and boom. Well, coronavirus is like, nope, not today.
Right. The coronavirus is like your boy Brock Lesnar. It just shut people down, man. It don't give you a chance to win.
I'm getting to Brock Lesnar in a second. But they never said we can't have WrestleMania at all. It's not going to be at Tampa Bay.
Right.
They never said we can't have it, period. So Mr. Man stuck with a choice. We could have it in pieces, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday or Sunday really, or have it all together later, which it would feel awkward as hell. At least to having it in April and March.
Right.
No.
Well, you know, I remember last year they were talking about it, not so much WWE, but there was like rumors that they wanted to start doing it for two nights because of so many matches on that day of WrestleMania. And some people were complaining that WrestleMania could be too long and too dragged out. Because, you know, a lot of times they start WrestleMania at 5 p.m. And it's, so I was hearing that even last year. But
Well, they didn't start doing that to last year's WrestleMania.
That's why it's not.
They went, I think David was on here when we said this. I don't know if it was you or David. But it clocked on at 5 o'clock p.m., right? Went off the air.
Right.
It went, no, this WrestleMania 20. WrestleMania 20 went on the air, televised version 7 o'clock. When you're there in the building at 5 o'clock, something like that. Clocked off at midnight, WrestleMania 20, first longest WrestleMania ever. So, WrestleMania 35, years later, that's your WrestleMania. We started at 5 o'clock and clocked out at 11:02. Man.
Yeah.
Talk about exhausting. I held on for I fell asleep some point at pay-per-view. I'll be honest with you. Lashley. I fell asleep on that one. I woke up, watched Triple H Batista. Main event time with the ladies. Okay, that's it. We're straight to bed to that.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Oh man, I mean, I watched the last few wrestling in its entirety. I try to make sure I'm rested up that day. You know, I try not to do anything the night before, because that's a big day, WrestleMania. The last 2 years, it's super long, you know, but I don't have an issue with it being super long, because that's WrestleMania. Why not?
Yes, sir. You know, like, I remember some people did this. Some people in the locker rooms, they took a nap. Some people went to get dinner. I'm like, by the time you come back, you're ready to go. And then you can go back doing what you was doing. Some people took a nap in the locker room. Some people, certain people got private locker rooms, so went inside, took a nap. Some people went to dinner for a little bit. I remember, what you call it? Sasha Banks.
Good.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead. What about Sasha Banks?
Sasha Banks and Bayley, they changed out their gear and joined the audience after their match. And I'm assuming the rest of the show, I don't know how long, but it was with the crowd after their match. So we changed out their gear and joined the crowd. So lots of things you can do at a long WrestleMania. But I'm gonna put money on it, Martez. I'm gonna put money on it that for one person, WrestleMania is gonna be short, sweet, to the point, and that, my friends, is Drew McIntyre. And I'm not talking about success. I'm talking about failure. Drew McIntyre will lose his opportunity, and of course, your winner, Brock Lesnar.
Oh yeah. But I didn't hear your boy Paul Heyman say
that. Paul Heyman actually said himself, and I quote. But Paul Heyman was saying what I've been saying all along. You can drop on his knees and look up to heaven above and ask the good Lord to help him, but it's not going to happen. The landline's a little busy, and I've been saying, Brock Lesnar is your winner.
I think if McIntyre doesn't win this, he'll never get another opportunity. He got to win it this time.
Championship matches don't come around often in WWE. When you're here, take advantage of it, because it won't be here long, and you might not get one for a long time.
Right, look at your boy Kofi Kingston. He only got one crack at it. One crack at it, and he did his thing. But I don't think he'll ever get it again.
And fortunately, to lose it at 5 freaking seconds.
Yeah.
This is a total shame.
It is.
And technically, if I'm correct, my wrong, Martez, technically, he never did get a rematch. I'm just saying.
No, he didn't. But you know, they kind of went away with those rematch clauses. They don't really enforce those anymore.
Yeah, they did. But if we were to do rematch clauses, technically somebody in Kofi Kingston is owed a rematch.
Heck yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying somebody around here. This old rematch, I'm just saying. But WWE say, know what? We're done with that. Everybody can earn their keep from now on.
So you didn't like the fact that he didn't get a rematch. Even though Brock Lesnar is your boy, and you probably expected him to win, you don't like that they didn't give Kofi a rematch?
I'm like, at least. Now, Kofi Kingston just stand a chance anyway, but at least let's put up a fight. You know, if you're going to go down swinging.
Right.
But Kofi didn't give you the chance to put up a fight. I'm all for a fair fight. I don't care who it is against Brock Lesnar. I'm all for a fair fight. He's not going to win anyway. I'm all for a fair fight. He's not going to win in the first place. Brock Lesnar is a fair opportunity to get your butt kicked.
Right, right.
course you're not going to win in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Equal opportunity butt kicker. Let me tell you that right now. Brock Lesnar is an equal opportunity butt kicker.
Yeah, I was, you know, they were showing the triple threat match from Royal Rumble 2015, him, Cena, and Rollins, which I still think is one of the best matches that I ever had a chance to see, and it was nice to be able to see it again tonight. But Brock Lesnar, he did his thing in that matchup. He made them look silly. You know, wasn't really
ribs, mind you, with broken ribs. You can't breathe the broken ribs,
right.
Let alone rushing. And he did it.
Right, right.
Now, we're on the street, Martez. He got a little baby boy that's, no, I'm sorry. He got a son too. But a daughter, which is really brought less than a breast, considering. And the woman, the girl looked just like Brock Lesnar, Maya Lesnar.
Yeah.
Maya
would you date
Lesnar.
Him? Would you date her?
Not without a real good lawyer and insurance policy. Not without a lawyer, a real damn good lawyer and a great insurance policy.
Just in case.
If I'm gonna have dinner at Brock Lesnar's house. I'm gonna need social. I'm gonna need the people that guard the president. I'm gonna need the backyard. I'm gonna need the sick service on the roof just in case something happens.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Cause that gotta be hard. I don't mean to change subjects. I know this is your show, but that gotta be hard to date Brock Lesnar's daughter. Cause like Brock Lesnar, he's an intimidating guy, man. He's an intimidating guy.
I can't get past the fact that she looked just like her daddy.
She did.
She did. Mama.
So would you have a hard time dating her because she looked like him?
A little bit. I'm trying to get my Mac on, and the whole time I can't get past the fact you look like your daddy. I would have
really,
no problem if you look like Satan. Okay, and she like Sable, I'll be all over her. But no,
she definitely don't look like Sable. He must have had her with a different woman.
Oh, got to. Sable's what, 50 something?
Yep.
And she's amazing. Lord.
Yep.
She was in Younger Men, hallelujah. But she's probably not. And she looked like Sable. If Maya Lesnar looked like Sable. Oh my goodness!
Absolutely.
Brock would have some issues.
Right.
Brock is gonna be a granddaddy. Tell you right now.
Mhm.
Now, first of all, I gotta look this up to make sure I got my facts straight. Cause I don't want no lawsuit. So let me look this up right here. Maya Lesnar. One second.
Mm-hmm.
I should have an order here. Oh, okay. She's in college. We good. Cool. I hope. Yeah, she's in college. All right. That takes care of that. So, like, I'm just saying, man.
Right.
Oh, no, 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 no. I take Martez. I take back everything I just said. Hey, listen. I take all that back. The girl's 17. I apologize. I thought she was in college. I apologize.
R. Kelly, huh?
Huh?
I said, you like R. Kelly, huh?
I assume because she, you know, I thought she was in college. I do apologize. But let's just say she's 18, the magic number. And I got 20 to holler. Yeah, I need a good lawyer. I need insurance money and everything. But the point of all that, I mentioned my listener for a reason. If she got into sports and she had the prowess of her daddy, oh my goodness.
Okay.
You know, if Maya Lesnar had the prowess of her daddy.
Listen, if she ever decides to go to WWE, like you thought Charlotte was very, it was a lot of hype about Charlotte, and it's gonna be a lot of hype about the Rock daughter, but I think it'll be a whole lot of hype and intentions if Brock Lesnar's daughter ever decided to wrestle for the company.
Yeah. But I do want to apologize early. I thought she was in college, so I do want to take that mark of my grandchildren back. But anyway, it's already been said. But yeah, we will get to that point, by Lesnar. When you get to college and everything, holla at me. But anyway.
Just not right now. Not when she's in high school.
No, hell no. I ain't trying to get sued, bro.
You're not trying to get caught up. Hold up. You're not trying to get caught up, basically.
Yeah. I know what's worse, a lawsuit from Brock Lesnar or a beating from Brock Lesnar.
Well, what's the legal age in Texas?
18. It's all good.
Okay, good. Because down here, I wouldn't do it, but down here, it's 17.
Bruh. Hey, man. Hey, that's your thing. That's your thing. you might want to get cool with the parents, bro. I'm just saying. This is off limits. We have not guessed by now. Normally, this is the nice quality, this is nice family, good quality, Russell talking to D, Marquez Al. Not tonight. Tonight we're taking the envelope, throwing out the god dog on window. Tonight we go off limits. Nothing is off limits. I see what I said. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
But I brought up Maya Lesnar for all that for a reason. Maya Lesnar, if she ever gets into sports entertainment, namely WWE, that girl is set for life.
Yeah, yep.
I would like to see a triple threat match in the one of these good old days. If the good Lord allows me to be here, I like to see Charlotte, Simone Johnson, and Maya Lesnar.
Ooh.
I'll be in.
Yeah, that'd be very, 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 very interesting.
And
could
you imagine if we add more flame to the fire? Imagine The Rock in Simone's corner, the Nature Boy Ric Flair in Charlotte's corner,
right,
and of course Brock Lesnar in Maya's corner in their gear.
Ooh.
You imagine them in their gear, ready to go, in the daughter's corner. Oh my God, that's explosive. Now, Nature Boy, sit down somewhere else in the corner, have a seat. But Brock and The Rock, they claim to go.
Yeah, that's more realistic to me. Brock's daughter versus The Rock daughter. But speaking of that, I'm surprised they haven't put together the Brock versus The Rock part 2. I'm surprised they haven't did that yet. I still hope we can see that, man.
Man, last time they were in the ring together, I believe, was SummerSlam 2002, where The Rock got pulverized by a young Brock Lesnar.
Mm-hmm.
Brock Lesnar's first championship.
It wasn't even a fair fight. Like Brock Lesnar, like he ran right through The Rock, and he sent him back to Hollywood for 7 years.
My goodness. But you imagine if we had part 2 years later, two veterans been there, done that, done it all. You imagine years later, and one of them gets the idea, let's just go one more time. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fire right there if they go one more time.
Mm-hmm.
All these possibilities. That's why I love NXT, I love the Performance Center, all these possibilities you got with the future. I mean, we could take Samoa Johnson. We could take Charlotte, put them together. We got the future in Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, who will answer the Triple H this Wednesday on NXT. We got the future in Adam Cole, baby. We got the future Velveteen Dream.
Mm-hmm.
We got the future in all these young athletes. And
yep.
In this era, the only person rocking gold right now is Adam Cole. Everybody, look iffy right now.
Yep, and Adam Cole, I think early this week they announced that he was the longest reigning NXT champion in NXT history.
Yes, sir. I still remember the night. I'm looking for him on the network. I remember the night Adam Cole walked on NXT borders. I'm like, what in the hell is this? And magic was made that night.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
By the way, his ring entrance is my ringtone, by the way.
Ooh. Ooh.
That is pretty.
You mind if we play a little Adam Cole?
Let's get it.
Just about 30 seconds. Whenever you tell me to stop it, I'll stop it for you.
All right.
Shock.
All right.
That's about it.
Now you can read the whole thing with the young man that was rapping up, but he brought him in. Who is that guy?
Who?
That's the young man that rapped on there, but he introduced Adam Cole.
Oh, I actually don't know, Lee. I'm sorry. I have to do my homework.
I forgot the young man's name. Let me see if I can look it up here. Let's see here.
Yeah.
That man, if I can look that up, that'd be great. Let's see. Start with a J. Remember his name.
Okay.
Let's take that out, y'all.
Right. Yeah. Why are you looking that up?
It's the future. I like this kid, man. He got a long way to he's going to be all right.
And you know Adam Cole, he been wrestling for a while. He's been wrestling over in Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's been wrestling over there in Ring of Honor, man. Adam Cole, he really new to WWE, the brand, you know. So yeah, I think he's gonna be one of their top stars in the near future, man.
Josh, one of the two.
Oh, okay.
Joaz Williams. Check out Undisputed Era featuring Joaz Williams. I'm going to play a little bit of it if I can. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an ad. Excuse me one second. I hate when YouTube play ads. Waste people's time. Hang on. I'll play a little bit of this. We got the time. Hang on a second. Check this out.
Wow.
Check it out. I'm going to send it to you, Martez. Hang on just a second. So.
No, thanks, bro.
The guy, it's all he's all him. I don't own the credit for that. He has
that's pretty sweet.
He has one with Velveteen Dream, different things like that. Check it out if you can. Joash Williams. I can't pronounce the name properly. I apologize. But she's cool. Okay, let's get to it. So, the Hall of Fame is going to be Hulk Hogan, brother, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, X-Pac, Hall, Nash, Hogan. I'm missing somebody? The original WO, am I missing somebody? Hulk Hogan, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, X-Pac, the original WO, Dave Bautista,
yeah.
About Time, John Bradshaw Layfield. It's been a long time, way too long to be in the Hall of Fame. Fortunately, the Bella Twins. I'm going to butcher this name, Martez, so you can help me correct it, because I think I said Justin Liger.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The last time I said Liger.
But I never... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Liger. And
did
this cat ever wrestle in WWE?
You know? Now, last time somebody tried to say that with the Lakers, she called him a nigga. But I ain't saying that. I said Liger. Liger. Butchering his name. I'm wrong. But I said Liger. Not without you get what I'm saying. It's Liger, not
she's
the N word, not to use the N word. I called it Liger.
Liger. Okay.
Liger.
Gotcha.
J-U-S-H-I-N, Justin Thunder Liger. One of the most revolutionary competitors. Sports Entertainment Today, history of the time, a multi-time, 11-time IWGP Heavyweight Champion, the Junior Division, and a former Cruiserweight, former WCW Light Heavyweight Champion, and of course, the British Bulldog in the Hall of Fame. Martez, we have no celebrity Hall of Famers. Martez? Still with me, brother? You got a little wrestling traction, y'all. We have all kind of technical problems here. It's all good. Hang on a second here. We fix this. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Hall of Fame. Yes, this is Wrestling Tracks for now. Normally hosted by Martez Al. Wrestle Talking the D. A wonderful BossRay.com. That's Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash, normally hosted by Martez Al. Graciously, I've been invited and delighted to be here and host the show. I hope he's still with us because he's running the panel over there, so I hope this is still on. Thank you very much. By the way, we're going to upgrade every 3 months on my format on blogtrade.com for Wrestling Tracks, April, June, and April, July, and December. April, WrestleMania. Next month, July, Money in the Bank, and November, our podcast anniversary, we turn 8 years, man. 8 years, brother. Live on blogtrade.com, Saturday Wrestling Tracks. That's later on in November. We celebrate my chance. You still here. Hang on a second here. We got technical problems all over the place. We're going to go to a very quick break if I can. Y'all, excuse me 1 second. I'm going to play on my side. That's the interesting thing about when you're live. Anything can happen, ladies and gentlemen. So check out Mr. Clean. We'll be right back. We are back, I hope. Martez, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I got I lost connection, so everything, I got booted out.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Hold on a second. All right.
I got booted out.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Y'all, we got 10 all over the place. Y'all see this. What's going on around here?
Yeah.
Bruh. Martez,
y'all, we got
10 all over
the place. Y'all
see
this.
What's going
on, man? Well, yeah. It's a lot of weird stuff going on tonight, man.
All right, y'all, we apologize for all of that. Dave, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still with you, yep.
We apologize for that. That's what Mr. Man meant. We said anything can happen when you're live. And we are
anything.
Live, by the way. My goodness. Nothing can go wrong with us live, right?
Good thing we got 19 minutes, but good thing we don't fold under pressure.
Ah, no, never. Sure, we keep it going hella high water, man. Speaking of that, WrestleMania will go on as planned regardless of the coronavirus, regardless of the six-inch, whatever it is, six-feet rule, regardless of all of that, WrestleMania, come hella high water, is coming to you live on the network. And also, pieces on ESPN. This Sunday, you get WrestleMania 32 on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
I got a problem with that. Because
why?
I can just flip over to the WWE Network and watch it on there without commercials.
Right. That's true.
Thanks.
That's true.
The only difference is they don't do commercials on the network. ESPN, you don't get commercials. So you might as well, if you have the network, you might as well just flip over on the network. I have mine on right now. I watch it all the time. And put on WrestleMania 32. I'm just saying. That don't make sense. But the powers that be, they pay the bills and they made the decision. There you go. No? What do you think about this?
Well, you were going in and out. I couldn't hear you all the way. But were you talking about the fact that WrestleMania is being played on ESPN when you can see it on the network for commercial free? Are you talking about that?
Yeah. Because, like, you might as well slip over the network and watch it on there without the commercials on ESPN. If you watch on ESPN, you're going to get commercials.
Yeah.
I
think they're trying to cater to ESPN because you know they are in discussions with ESPN about possibly having their pay per views aired on ESPN, and I'm talking about the pay per views that are new, such as for example SummerSlam this summer. They're trying to get their new pay per views. Their fresh pay-per-views on ESPN. So maybe they're trying to cater to ESPN. And I think that's what they're trying to cater to ESPN. And ESPN is trying to introduce their audience to professional wrestling and to sports entertainment. And I think they're going to use these encore presentations of WrestleMania to see what kind of feedback they will get from their ESPN fans.
Now, ladies, I can say, hold
day,
on.
I'm just,
huh?
No, I was gonna say at the end of the day, I agree with you because I'd rather just watch it on the network. I got used to watching it on the network, no commercials.
Uh-huh. But you're already paying for it. You might as well just slip it on and boom, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would make no sense. I'm like, what? You know, Mm-hmm. Now it's free on the TV, but you gotta do commercials. So when you get good, commercial break, okay, I'm missing some. On the network, we keep it going.
What time it ended? I said I didn't watch it last night, so I don't know what time they had it end. You know, sometimes they can fast forward through certain matches. But I don't know what time it ended on ESPN.
I remember I was at my pastor's house one night for the fight, the Floyd Mayweather and the guy
Pacquiao.
From the Philippines, Pacquiao. So I'm getting comfortable. It's getting ready to main event time. We sat through. By the way, my pastor had to be my neighbor, which is cool for me. So I'm at my pastor's house. I get ready to watch the fight. I get comfortable. I'm getting good. Somebody go knock this guy out, and it's over. Well, someone ding dong, you gotta go. You know? My mom takes me to the town. Hey, it's time to go. We live over here. I'm not gonna tell you where we live, obviously. But my pastor wasn't my neighbor. It's like that. I had to go to my pastor's house in a different city. So,
yeah.
Well, I live in Dallas, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A pastor wasn't my neighbor then, so I go all of his house. Anyway, the point is, so I'm getting really comfortable, ready to watch the fight at my pastor's home, and I got to go. So the point of all that was you get good and comfortable at the best part of the show, and all of a sudden, commercial break. We'll be right back.
Oh, man.
So you could save all that and watch on the network.
That's true. That's true.
And a lot of people be complaining. Like some people complain post-WrestleMania altogether. Well, if they do that, it would come on later in the month, months later, which would be really awkward as hell. But we're used to WrestleMania even WrestleMania in August.
Right.
I'm like, no, this don't feel right.
Yeah. But you know what? We're talking about them people talking about pushing it back, right? Pushing WrestleMania back, postponing it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it'd be cool to get them to have them postpone it because maybe that by then they'd be able to have crowds inside the arenas. But what I like about Vince McMahon is that he's going to stick to his guns and he's going to go with his scheduled date for WrestleMania, which is the April the 5th. Although it's going to be in front of an empty crowd, possibly, I'm okay with it because this is still the storyline. This is like he has to stay up to date with the storyline and he has other things that he wants to develop for other pay-per-views like Extreme Rules and like Backlash and like SummerSlam. So I understand why he's not going to postpone it because that can put a damper on things, you know.
Sir. So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it is. Very much so. We got about 11 minutes to go.
I'm really looking forward to the outcome of this. The fallout, the outcome, everything. Because what happens, God forbid, this issue goes on further. The coronavirus, God forbid, everybody's catching in April, thank God. What if this goes beyond April? You know? It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very interesting. Very.
I mean, businesses shut down, churches shutting down, entertainment shut down, sports shut down. As of in a couple of hours, 11:59 at midnight here in Dallas, Texas, it's going to be a stay-at-home order. We've gone from strongly suggested earlier, from strongly suggesting to we're telling you stay in your house, all that stuff.
So are you prepared to stay in your house for 3 weeks, man?
Hell no. Look, I'm going to get my checkbook I'm look, whatever I got to pay a fine, so be it. I can't take this no more.
Where you going to go, man?
I don't know. I lost count of what day we're on in the quarantine.
Are you ready to, like, are you going to go crazy on the people that you live with?
Go crazy, dude. That shit was sailed. Go crazy, dude. No, we passed that.
I guess it'd be better if you had like a beautiful woman, but after so long, a beautiful woman gets on your nerves. You hear me?
I'm ready to kick the dog. My dog ran away months ago. I'm ready to kick the dog. I don't even have a dog no more. I'm about to get a new dog, and he can't come over here for a while. He gotta be trained. You gotta be neutered. Every gotta be what's it called?
Wait, are you saying your dog can't come over anymore?
There's a new dog I'm getting. We have a German Shepherd, and he can't come over yet. He gotta be what you call it?
Like
after you take out the bottle, stuff like that.
Yeah,
you gotta go through that phase. Yeah, he on his own, do stuff on his own.
Yeah,
and then come over here. I can't even have a new dog I'm getting. I want, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully this be the part on apply to dogs. I like dogs. Anyway, the point is I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to keep the cat. I don't have a cat. I don't like cat. I'm ready to keep the cat. I'm ready to RKO somebody. Dude.
Hey. You know, watch out for those animal police. They don't like you talking. They don't even like you talking bad about an animal, you know, let alone.
I love animals. We do not, Wrestling Tracks, nor does this program, we do not endorse animal cruelty. Let's be clear about that right now. I'm just joking around. We do not endorse animal cruelty. But.
Wait. I endorse it. If.
That's just wrong.
Man, I can't stand pit bulls, man. I can't stand them, so I don't have no love for pit bulls. I know it might sound harsh, it might sound wrong,
you might get Vic Junior over here,
huh?
So I would say you might get Vic Junior.
I wouldn't say all that, but I'm not necessarily. I mean, I don't feel as bad as everybody else feel. What Michael Vick did was wrong. Okay, what I'm talking about is down here in Detroit, we have a lot of vicious dogs, you know, and sometimes they attack you for no reason. So therefore, I don't have much sympathy for those kind of dogs because those dogs are the dogs that continuously kill little kids, continuously chase people.
You want a nice, sweet little baby, you got some love. If you want a nice, tough dog, be tough. But it depends on how you raise the pit bull. I know some sweet, adorable babies, big old pit bull who are just babies.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
But the point is, we do not endorse animal cruelty. Right? What kind of dogs we don't like, Martez?
Right. I agree with you. We don't endorse it.
But I'm just saying, I am getting a new dog coming soon, so I hope he's getting ready because he's going to get all this loving. And I've been locked up in this house for a while. I'm ready to explode. This comes official in 11:59 p.m. So if you're out and about, get your tail home by 11:30 because 11:59 this goes into effect.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you happen to be with a beautiful woman right now, enjoy your time while you can.
So, is it that, let's say you wanted to go hang out. Can you do that? Can you spend a night over somebody's house? Or can you just, you have to stay in your own place?
Texas, here in Texas, we haven't been specific what you can do, what you can't do. Unless it's like essential. You know?
Yeah.
Unless you have to. Other than that, six feet rule, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
unless it's like essential. Let's say you had grandma who's across town. She needs some spots to spend the night with her to make sure everything's cool. That's fine. Other than that, if it ain't really essential, stay at the house.
Right.
You got work. You got to pay bills. People got to do all this stuff. And can't afford to stay at the house.
Yep.
So it's a whole lot going on. Hopefully by April, things will be back to some kind of normality. Hopefully by April.
Hopefully.
And maybe next year WrestleMania, we'll go back to normal and have crowds and have Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW, all that stuff. We'll have crowds again. Our WWE family will be back together again, as always. Right now, we got love. We got love you from a distance.
Right.
What time we got, man?
We got 4 minutes.
4 minutes left. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you guys have a safe and pray for my sanity. We'll pray for your sanity while you're at order wherever you're at, because you're gonna need it. Watch all the stuff you can on television. If you, Sunday mornings, find an online church to go to, get the word, whatever, however you can. If you're a small church, you're good to go. If you make a church, just stay at the house.
What about them tithes and offering? Make sure you send them tithes and offering.
Oh yeah, definitely. Because that feeds the body. I'm serious. That kind of we love the Lord, but love will keep the lights on in the church. I'm just saying.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get that. They don't get that those, and I know we're getting ready to wrap up, but those tithes and offering, at least for a small church like mine, they go a long way with paying the bills and keeping the lights on and keeping tissue in the bathroom, especially when you got about 25 to 50 members.
Okay. We love the Lord, but somebody got to pay the bills to, if you want to use the facilities of your church, the wintertime, you want to use that heater, air time, sometimes use the air conditioner, every now and then get fed in the church every once in a while, somebody got to pay for that.
Right.
So send in your tithe, send in your offering. Sunday morning, find somewhere to worship, and y'all be safe. Don't be out here unless you have to. While you're out, please wash your hands at all times and be safe. My wrestling family, we'll get back together soon. But today, I love you from a distance. Thank you, everybody, for having me. Thank you, my chase, for having me. God bless you. Have a good night. See you next time.